The Inner Cry, Part 40. There is a special inner cry for every hour, and I wish to be that inner cry, to illumine the human in me, to manifest the divine in me, and to satisfy the supreme in me. Sri Chinmoy. This divinely beautiful, supremely significant poem is at once aspiration, instruction, revelation, illumination, and satisfaction. The poem, itself a perfect cry, describes and expresses the nature, purpose, and function of the inner cry across the span of our spiritual quest. There is a special inner cry for every hour. Our inner cry cannot be something static or fixed, nor a ritual, nor routine habit. It must constantly flow, grow, learn, evolve, adapt to the nature of the hour, the challenge of the present, and need of the moment, seeking the best way to surmount each obstacle and to raise our consciousness through continual transcendence. And I wish to be that inner cry. Our inner cry is not something we possess or direct. It is that very thing we must become in all our being. We may have wants, desires, and needs. We may direct our thoughts, intentions, and actions. But the inner cry we must simply be. In being, we become its flow and grow into its fulfillment. To illumine the human in me, to manifest the divine in me, and to satisfy the supreme in me. From our human perspective, our inner cry is focused on our illumination. As dawn overpowers night, as our inner cry rises and illumines the human in us, our divine self is revealed, blooms, blossoms, and is manifested. Each step leads to the next. As our divine self is manifested, our supreme self, composer, director, and singer-songwriter of our inner cry, is satisfied. Our inner cry reaches its source, fulfilled.